got to give New Orleans credit. They were obviously the better team tonight. It really wasn't as competitive as a game that as we hoped it would be or we needed it to be. They did a better job than us in every area. Sean, you know, did a great job with their team. Did a lot better job than I did. They coached better. They played better. They were a better team tonight. We got to do a better job than we did. And you got to give them a lot of credit. That's a good football team. But that doesn't lessen the hurt any on our end. I think we got to do a better job than what we did tonight. And we didn't. So we've obviously got a lot of work to do. You know, compete with a team of this caliber.
Bill, on some of the big plays, like the touchdown by Henderson, one, do you get an idea about what happened in the secondary?
We obviously blew it. Yeah, we had several blown coverages defensively that, you know, they took advantage of. They were just enormous mistakes on our part, and it turned into huge plays. So can't make those kind of mistakes against a good football team, and we made too many of them. I just gave him credit. I mean, they played great. They did a great job. They're a great football team. They did an excellent job tonight. I'm not taking anything away from them. We got to do a better job, and they're a very good football team. They're a lot better than us.
On the other side, what did you see that they were playing defensively?
They did a good job defensively. They did what they do. They mixed it up, but they basically ran a lot of the same coverages they've been winning with. You know, I mean, they've won 10 games. There's no reason to change a lot of things, and they didn't. And they played a lot better defense than we did. So they give their coaches and their players credit. And like I said, we gotta find a way to do a better job, be more competitive than this.
What were they doing on Randy's play?
They did what they do. They played zone. They double covered. They played man. They rushed. They did what they do. And they did it pretty well.
So on the 4th-and-3 that you went for down the 10, I think 4 minutes left in the third quarter, was part of that maybe just the pressure that the Saints offense puts on you by how hard they are to stop and the fact that you might have to outscore them ultimately?
Yeah, there was no doubt we needed some points at that point or at that point in the game. I thought we were moving the ball okay offensively, and I thought we needed more than a field goal, really, to, you know, the way the game was going, we needed more than a field goal to, you know, to really get back in the game. And so, you know, McKenzie made a good play over there, and, you know, we didn't pick it up, but that's, you know, that was a good play on our part.
Were some of the things that they were running offensively confusing? Or were the things that you guys had seen on film that caused, for whatever reason, confusion among players?
They mix it up a lot, and they do that. I don't think they did anything that was revolutionized the game, but they do a good job of keeping off balance of their personnel substitutions, their formations, changing the tempo of the game and all those kind of things. I mean, they do a good job. As I said all week, they've got good players. They're very well coached. They got a good quarterback. You know, when you make mistakes, they capitalize on them. They take advantage of them, and you can't make many against them, and you can't make big ones. And we made some big ones, and they hit us on it. So,
in addition to them playing very well offensively, did you think was it just them being able to get Tom out of the sink tonight, with the pressure and everything, or was he off?
Well, they were better than we were in every phase of the game. I don't know any other way to put it. They were better coached. They played better on offense, defense. In the kicking game, they covered better than we did. They were better than we. They were obviously the better team. I mean, you guys had to see that. You were at the game. I mean, they're clearly the better team tonight.
Is it fair to say that some of the mistakes defensively were mental and not physical so much?
Well, they're both. I mean, yeah. No, yeah, we busted a couple coverages and cut guys loose, and that's, you know, those are definitely, you know, mental errors and, you know, just mistakes in coverage. And then we had some plays where we just, you know, had them covered, but they caught the ball and made big plays. So, yeah, it was a combination of both.
What went into your decision to put Poyer in the game It was just a lost cause?
To put what?
To put Hoyer in the game?
Yeah, to give him some experience. They were down by 21 points 5 minutes ago.
Do you think the Saints can go 16-0 the way they're playing right now?
They've got a real good football team. They've got a real good football team. They've got good players. They're well coached. They're fast. They got a lot of playmakers. So, you know, they play very well tonight.
What do you tell your team to get them past this performance and this disappointment?
Yeah, well, I mean, we got to do a better job than we did. You know, be competitive against a team like this. We got to do a better job. We got to coach better. We got to play better. We got to do better at everything. Me, players, assistant coaches, we all got to do a better job than this.
Talk about some of the busted coverages and saying that there's some mental problems there. Was communication a little factor? And maybe they weren't in the right coverages because they didn't get the calls?
Look, they ended up not being right, so. I mean, however it happened.
Question, guys?
Okay.
Thank you.